I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot.
Hello and welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 27.
Why are you making eye contact with me?
Never lose eye contact.
Lose it.
No. Even when I eat a banana. Which I tried to do last night with people. Long story, but we're the Multimedia Men. This is kind of a sad segment. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Jonathan Kimbrell.
Hey.
Andrew Conway.
Yep.
Gwen Reyes.
Hi.
And Adam Conway. since the Oscars are this weekend, they always do the death scroll where they pay tribute to...
In memoriam.
In memoriam list.
The death scroll.
That's what I call it, the death scroll.
Really insensitive over there.
Death scroll is not politically correct, my friend.
Asian American, please. So we're going to go through the list of some of our favorite people that passed away this past year, and up till today. We'll start Paul Walker from the Fast and Furious. Very sad. He shouldn't have gone.
And that was such a weird day, too, because that was a death that people were like, no, he didn't die, that's a hoax. And then it just, like, went back and forth until they were like, oh, no, he really
And it was sad because he was a car wreck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, man, that sucked. Moving on, Corey Monteith.
Monteith.
He was from, is that Glee?
He was star of Glee.
And he was his overdose, right?
Yeah, he had a drug problem.
Heroin.
Yeah.
Sad.
It sucks.
Another one on here. He and Philip Seymour Hoffman both had a really long struggle with it, and both had come out and so they cleaned up their act, and then both had terrible relapses.
Because he just gotten out of rehab.
Yeah, he had gone to rehab.
That sucks. James Gandolfini, huge loss.
Yeah,
and it was so sad to see his movie Enough Said, which was amazing. That sucked, and it sucks that he was on vacation with his son.
Yeah, and his son.
His son found him.
Yeah. That's also awful. And one of our probably heroes, Roger Ebert, died too.
Yeah.
That does suck.
They're making a documentary now.
They are? Oh, that's right.
Right? It's a narrative.
It's already made. Yeah.
Well, Ebert was like the one who got film criticism into the mainstream and made it fun.
Yeah.
He and Siskel, now they're both gone.
And then recently, Harold Ramis, of course. That really sucks.
Yeah.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, that was a huge blow. And I guess
we were all together when we found out about that.
Yeah, we were. With Harold Ramis, I think. Oh, no, we weren't. Well, some of us were together with Harold Ramis. You and I think.
Yeah.
And then Philip Seymour Hoffman, we found out after our podcast. And I guess his autopsy just came back and he died from the speedball the same way Belushi, Farley, and River Phoenix died. You'd think Hollywood would have some
what
sort of.
What exactly is in a speedball?
It's cocaine and heroin.
Learn, people, learn.
So
It sucks. Chris Kelly, from a member of Criss Cross, died of an overdose as well.
Which Chris was he?
Huh? Which Chris? Which?
Weren't they both named Chris?
I think he was the darker skinned one.
He was the guy who wore his pants backwards.
Both they did. But that sucked. Mindy McCready.
Oh, another really sad death.
Yeah. She went off the deep end. Yeah.
Because her baby died. And then she died. And didn't her boyfriend die, too?
Just a string of bad things.
It was like a straight-up Brittany Murphy sort of situation.
It sucked. Richie Havens, the man to open up Woodstock,
died. Speaking of Brittany Murphy, though.
Got to beat that guy.
They say it's murder.
You did.
They said someone, they poisoned
her. Her mom poisoned
her. Who, Mindy McReady?
No, but I thought that her mom was saying that. Did they actually find that out, or is that still speculation? Because that was speculation, like, a couple weeks ago.
They tested her actual blood or whatever, and found poison. High levels of, poison.
That's awful.
What's up? Yeah. Richie Havens, the man who opened up Woodstock, died. You got to meet him.
Yep.
That sucks. He's a great guitar player, great political activist. Ray Manzarek, who is?
Keyboardist from The Doors.
He died this year, too, which sucks.
Got to see him live, make a poster for a show.
Yeah.
It's an awesome show.
Crazy. And one of the godfathers of comedy, Jonathan Winters, died too. He was an old dude.
He was on Mork and Mindy.
Yep. Jean Stapleton, she died. Richard Griffiths, who was the...
Uncle Vernon
from Harry Potter, the guy who didn't treat Harry Potter very well in each film. He died too. He was a big dude. George Jones, the country singer. That sucks.
I heard the news.
Lisa Robin Kelly, who was on the 70s show.
She had been embattled, too, with a lot of...
Oh, yeah. She was also...
That's why she was like Mackenzie Phillips, who was kicked off of her own show for her drug addiction.
Because you're addicted to meth, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of drugs.
You know, if you're pretty, you shouldn't have to do meth. That's how I feel. Like, that's going to ruin your face.
I feel like they were like, let's try it, and then you're just on it.
Ugh,
and if you're ugly, you should try, like, beauty-enhancing meth.
Yeah.
Just do crocodile and get it over with. That's what you want to do. I'm very like, my mom.
Nobody dies from pot. Just stick with
that. No, I mean, you might, like, get in a car accident. You know,
well,
like,
it's the same thing with drinking. You just can't smoke and drive. You can't drink and drive. This is sad. Elmore Leonard died. That sucks.
Yeah, justified.
He's great. Margaret Thatcher, the first female prime minister. Marcia Wallace, the voice of Miss Krabappel from The Simpsons, died. Lee Thompson Young, he's another Disney guy, right?
Yeah, he played Famous Just Jackson. Yes. He also had a big problem. He was just really depressed and couldn't cut it. I think his last show he was on was Person of Interest? No, it was the crime...
With Kira Sedgwick spinoff of The Closer.
It was Resilient Isles.
I was like, something on TNT, TBS, USA, one of those shows.
Karen and Lacey.
Yeah. Lou Reed died this year, too. That's
sad,
huge.
Sad day.
He was, what was it? He's Velvet.
Velvet Underground.
Velvet Underground. Singer, songwriter, guitarist.
Was his around, badass. He was in, you saw him live, too, right?
Yeah, drove from here to Knoxville, Tennessee to go see him and then drove right back.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Worth it, but a tough trip.
And a Dallas native, Kumar Palana, who plays in all the Wes Anderson movies, died. Dennis Farina died, I think, at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Snatch.
That sucked.
Tom Clancy. I didn't know he was still alive.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't that old. He was only in his 60s.
Really?
Yeah.
Paul Bearer from the WWE.
Of course.
He was the manager of Undertaker.
I didn't know he was still alive. I thought he died like years ago.
He died. Karen Black, the horror movie actress.
She was awesome. I had a chance to have lunch with her when she came for Diff a few years ago. And she was just like a fiery little...
She seemed awesome. Trilogy of Terror. She was in The Devil's Rejects with Rob Zombie's movie. And Shirley Temple died recently, too.
Yep.
Which...
As did Sid Caesar, comedian.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Sid Caesar died, too. Anybody else? Did I leave anybody out? I mean, I know I did.
There's tons, but... yeah.
But these are the ones I think that stuck. I remember after our last podcast, or a few podcasts ago, when we just all got the text, like, Philip Seymour Hoffman died.
It'll be really interesting to see tonight, because this will go live after we've seen it, but it'll be interesting to see who they honor at the Oscars.
Because they've definitely left out people. They left out.
Well, they typically leave out people that
aren't part of the Academy.
Aren't part of the Academy. Because why honor?
Which is crazy. Like Brad Renfro, they left out. That's crazy.
He was part of the Academy.
Yeah. Well, the big question is if they're going to honor or say that the one girl who died on the set of the Greg Oldman movie. Was it Sarah Young or something like that?
Midnight Rider.
On what movie?
The Greg Allman biopic movie.
Sarah Jones.
Sarah Jones, yeah.
Do you think they'll put Harold Ramis or Philip Seymour Hoffman up there?
I think they have to. There's no way they're not.
Because it was this
Philip Seymour Hoffman for sure, but Harold Ramis is so
about
close to deadline.
Yeah, so that's the
Yeah, but I'd imagine, I mean, all they have to do is put a picture in.
They said it, but they
said
it
before.
But it's
about the year. It's all well and good that what we feel, but it's like they have rules about it. Like, it's about the year time. It's about if they're members, if it's...
Do you think they'll put Lou Reed or Ray Manzarek or Richie Havens in?
No.
I could see... No. They put Michael Jackson in.
That's different, though.
Then...
Michael Jackson...
So it's bigger and...
Well, Michael Jackson was very much involved in film.
Yeah, that's true. But it was a sad year. It's going to suck to see what happens next year, because there's so many people that are... just realized Gene Hackman was, 80-something. Like, it's just crazy. Dustin Hoffman's up there. Just getting to that time.
Quit thinking
so
like that.
That's our in, what do you say? It's
in
not the death scroll. It's
not
what?
In memoriam.
In memoriam. So pay your respects, watch their movies, listen to their albums. We might post some pictures of them on our Facebook. But that is our death list.
Aww.
Oh, I didn't call it that.